Let us open our hearts to the Lord.
让我们打开我们的心给上主。
This morning, as we are gathered together,
今早当我们聚集在一起，
Jesus, the Eucharistic Lord, has a message to give us.
耶稣圣体内的主给我们一个讯息。
Every time we come to the Holy Eucharist,
每一次当我们来到圣体的面前，
Jesus is waiting to speak to us.
耶稣正等待要对我们说话。
Jesus is waiting to speak to us the word of comfort.
耶稣正等待要向我们讲安慰的说话。
I will comfort you is the promise of Jesus.
我会安慰你，这个就是耶稣医治我们的良药。
All of us are disturbed by one reason or other.
我们每个人都或多或少被某一些的原因所干扰。
Often we do not knowWhy we are disturbed.
很多时我们都不了解为什么我们会受这些困扰。
But we know our heart is not at peace.
我们只是知道我们内心未在平静安静中。
And Jesus is telling us, I give you my peace.
耶稣正告诉我们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Not as the world gives you.
并不是世间给你的那份平安。
The peace that I give you, nothing in the world will be able to take away from your heart.
我所赐给你们的平安，是世间不能够从你心中里面夺走的。
Let us sing together.Praying to the Holy Spirit.
让我们一起咏唱，呼求圣神。
That the peace of the Holy Spirit may flow into us.
让圣神的和平能够倾流到我们内心。
There could be something sad in our hearts.
可能我们内心处于忧伤。
Often we do not know why we are sad.
很多次我们都不明白为什么我这么忧伤。
Jesus is telling us.
耶稣正是告诉我们听。
John chapter 15 verse 11.
约望福音十五章十一节。
I say these things.
我对你们讲论了这些事。
That my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
为使我的喜乐存在你们内，使你们的喜乐圆满无缺。
It is the word of the Eucharistic Lord who gives us peace and joy in our hearts.
这个就是圣体内的主所讲的，赐给我们喜乐平安。
We want to open our hearts to the Lord.
我们愿意张开我们的心给上主。
One thing we shall know,
有一样我们知道的。
How precious you and I are to our Jesus.
对于耶稣来说，你和我是多么宝贵。
We are so precious to him that he has opted to come down from heaven and remain with us in the form of bread.
祂是多么爱我们，甚至甘愿降生成人，道成肉身，以一个圣体的形式存在我们当中。
That we may never despair.
让我们永远都不会失意。
That we may never slip into any distress in our life.
让我们在人生当中不会跌落任何的惆怅迷茫里面。
And this morning, the Lord has a very special message to give us.
而今朝早，上主有一个特别的信息要俾我哋。
Let's keep our hands open. open in front of us.
让我们在胸前张开我们的手。
That's the way we tell God that we want to keep our hearts open to Him.
让我们对主说，我们愿意张开我们的心给你。
That His word may become the joy and comfort of our heart this morning.
祂的圣言将会是我们今早早早上我们心内的喜乐。
Let us sing together.
一起咏唱。
Pour out your spirit, pour out your spirit.
Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Let us read for you from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 24 verses 13 to 32.
让我们攻读路加福音24章13至32节。
Now that very day, two of them were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus.
就在那一天，他们中有两个人往一个村庄去，村名厄马乌。
And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred.
他们彼此谈论所发生的一切事。
And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them.
正谈话讨论的时候，耶稣亲自走近他们，与他们同行。
But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
他们的眼睛却被阻止住了，以致认不出他来。
He asked them,
耶稣对他们说，
What are you discussing as you walk along?
你们走路彼此谈论的是些什么事？
They stopped looking downcast.
他们就站住面带愁容。
One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply,
一个名叫克罗帕的回答他说，
Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?
独有你在耶路撒冷作客，不知道在那里这几天所发生的事吗？
And he replied to them,
耶稣问他们说，
What sort of things?
什么事?
They said to him,
他们回答说,
The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene,
就是有关拿撒勒人耶稣的事,
who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
他本是一位先知，在天主及众百姓前行事说话都有权力。
How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him.
我们的司祭长及首领竟解送了他，判了他死罪，钉他在十字架上。
But we were hoping.
我们原指望
that he would be the one to redeem Israel.
他就是那要拯救以色列的。
And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place.
可是此外还有这些事发生到今天已是第三天了。
Some women from our group, however, have astounded us.
我们中有几个妇女惊吓了我们。
They were at the tomb early in the morning.
他们清早到了坟墓那里。
And did not find his body.
没有看见他的遗体。
They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive.
回来说，他们见了天使显现，天使说他复活了。
Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described.
我们中也有几个到过坟墓那里，所遇见的事如同妇女们所说的一样。
But him they did not see.
但是没有看见他。
And he said to them,
耶稣于是对他们说，
Oh, how foolish you are.
唉，无知的人啊。
How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke.
为信先之们所说的一切话，你们的心竟是这般迟钝。
Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
麦西亚不是必须受这些苦难才进入他的光荣吗？
Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures.
他于是从梅瑟及众先知开始，把全部经书论及他的话都给他们解释了。
As they approached the village to which they were going,
当他们临近了他们要去的村庄时，
he gave the impression that he was going on farther.
耶稣装作还要前行，
but they urged him,
他们强留他说，
stay with us, for it is nearly evening.
请同我们一起住下吧，因为快到晚上。
And the day is almost over.
天已垂暮了。
So he went in to stay with them.
耶稣就进去同他们住下。
And it happened that while he was with them at table,
当耶稣与他们坐下吃饭的时候，
he took bread,
就拿起饼来，
said the blessing,
祝福了，
broke it,
擘开，
and gave it to them,
递给他们。
With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
他们的眼睛开了，这才认出耶稣来。
But he vanished from their sight.
但他却由他们眼前隐没了。
Then they said to each other,
他们就彼此说，
Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way?
当他在路上与我们谈话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心不是火热的吗？
And opened the scriptures to us,
给我们讲解圣经的时候，
The gospel of the Lord,
这是上主的福音，基督，我们赞美你。
My dear sisters and brothers,
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
The gospel today speaks to us about our journey.
今天的福音讲给我们的旅程。
A journey that started in despair.
这个旅程是从绝望中开展的。
And ended up in rejoicing.
但是最后呢，就是欢欣这样结束。
Because something beautiful happened in between.
因为在当中两者之间有些事情发生了。
The risen Lord led them to a Eucharistic experience.
复活的主带领他们走上这个圣体的旅程。
That's when their eyes were opened. opened. And they recognized the Lord. The Holy Eucharist revealed to them the presence of the living Lord. My dear sisters and brothers, our life is also a journey. Not always a smooth journey. There is much going wrong with us. And everything that goes wrong with us makes us a lot sad and bitter. And because of this, our eyes are closed to recognize the presence of Jesus with us.
就是这样的原因, 我们双目就关闭了,
That's exactly what happened to the two disciples. Cleopas and his companion. The two close followers of Jesus. They were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Emmaus was their native place. Emmaus was some 7 kilometers distant from Jerusalem. Most probably 3 years before they would have come to Jerusalem for the feast in the temple. There they would have met Jesus. They would have heard the preaching of Jesus. They would have seen the miracles of Jesus. They were so fascinated by the person and by the teaching and by the activities of Jesus. They never went back to their native place anymore. All the time they remained with Jesus as his disciples. A new hope was aroused in them. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the hope of Israel. He would establish the kingdom. He would defeat the Romans. Israel has finally a hope in Jesus. When Jesus taught authoritatively,
但是耶稣呢,
when Jesus worked wonders,
当他行这个奇妙的事,
when Jesus fed large crowds with a few crumbs of bread,
当耶稣用几个饼喂饱了几千的人,
when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead,
当耶稣让拉撒路重新复活,
they were convinced that Jesus was the hope of Israel.
他们很肯定耶稣就是以色列的希望。
They spent the 3 years in great joy and excitement.
他们花了三年的时间是这么兴奋，这么喜庆。
But suddenly everything was over.
但突然之间一切都玩完了。
As they said,
就好像他们所说，
We had hoped that Jesus would establish our kingdom and we would have high places in that kingdom of Jesus.
我们曾经希望过耶稣会就这样建立他的王国，而我们就在他王国里面占一席位。
The least expected that Jesus would be arrested by the Roman soldiers.
从没有想过耶稣就是这样被罗马士兵这样拉走了。
As they explained, even our own chief priests and leaders of the people handed Jesus over to the Roman Empire.
也都没有想过这些宗教的司祭长将他拉了去审问。
And Jesus was condemned.
最后耶稣被定罪。
And crucified.
被钉死。
And buried.
被埋葬。
Everything is over.
一切都完结了。
And this is what they were talking to each other.
他们就是彼此谈论着这件事。
By the time Jesus had risen from the dead,
当时耶稣从死者中复活，
and Jesus walked with them,
耶稣同他们同行，
they could not recognize Jesus.
他们居然不认得出耶稣。
And Jesus asked them,
耶稣就问他们了，
What are you talking about?
你们在谈论着什么呢？
And they explained to Jesus everything that had happened to Jesus.
他们就将一切发生在耶稣身上的事讲晒俾佢哋听，讲晒俾佢听。
Basically, they said 4 things.
基本上系讲咗四点。
First,
第一
，How defeated they were.
他们感觉到好沮丧。
How sad and desperate they were.
他们绝望忧伤。
Two,
第二点
，How guilty they were.
他们感觉到好罪疚。
Three,
第三点
，How angry they were.
他们好愤怒。
Four,
第四点
，How frightened they were.
他们亦都好害怕。
Four things that they said to Jesus.
他们将这四样嘢讲俾耶稣听。
First, they felt very defeated.
第一，他们感觉到好挫败。
That's exactly what happens to all of us.
这个正正发生在我们每人身上。
A businessman once told me.
有一次有个商人告诉我，
Father, I trusted my friend.
神父，我很信赖我的朋友。
I started my business with him.
我同佢哋一齐开始生意。
He did not know anything about this business.
佢对呢方面嘅生意唔系咁认识。
Of course, he put in some money.
当然佢投资咗金钱落去。
I taught him everything.
我教晒佢哋所有嘅嘢。
But 5 years after,
5年之后咧
，very treacherously, this man took over the business.
好，非常之无想象唔到嘅就系佢哋吞咗呢盘生意。
I'm simply pushed out。
我就系咁样就俾你踢走咗啦。
I feel defeated。
我觉得挫败。
I wasted my life。
我浪费咗我嘅人生。
And that could happen to any of us.
呢一样嘢随时都可以发生喺我哋身上。
A father once told me.
有一个神父曾有一个爸爸曾经同我讲。
I have 2 children.
我有两个仔女。
I spend all my love, all my resources to bring them up.
我用尽我一切嘅资源，我嘅爱去养育佢哋。
A boy and a girl.
一个仔一个女。
And now they are settled.
现在他们有安稳的生活了。
They don't care for me anymore.
已经不再关心我，关于我的事。
I am finding it very difficult to make both ends meet.
Both ends meet.
I find it very difficult to make both ends meet to care for my own needs.
我发现要照顾我自己一切嘅所需好困难。
And my children don't care for me.
我啲仔女一啲都唔理会我。
I feel defeated.
我感觉到失败啦。
I wasted my life on my children.
我嘥晒我成个人生喺我仔女身上。
A wife once told me,
曾经有一个太太跟我说,
I respected my husband.
我尊重我的丈夫。
I loved him.
我爱慕他。
I gave my life for him.
我为他舍弃我的生命。
And now he seems to be close with some other lady.
但现在看来他好像跟其他女人更为亲密。
It is him I trusted all the time.
我时时信赖嘅就只有佢一个。
But now he does not care for me.
而家咧，佢唔再理会我啦。
I am of no consequence to him anymore.
对于佢嚟讲，以后关于我嘅一切都冇乜用啦。
I wasted my life on my husband.
我浪费咗我人生喺我丈夫身上。
I am so lonely, so defeated.
我而家感觉咁孤独，咁失败。
Another person told me,
另一个人又同我讲,
I trusted my God.
我好信赖我的天主。
I spend my time in prayer.
我时时花时间祈祷。
I always thought my God would be there for me all the time.
我时时都想主随时都会为我做任何事。
But now I can't see the face of my God anymore.
但是现在呢，我已经再看不到他的面容。
I can't feel the comfort of my God anymore.
我再感受唔到我嘅主嚟安慰我。
My God seems to be far away.
天主睇嚟好似好遥远啦。
He seems to be so uncaring.
佢睇嚟一啲都唔关顾。
I feel defeated.
我感觉到失败。
My dear sisters and brothers.
各位亲爱嘅姊妹弟兄。
This could be what is happening to many of us here.
这些事情很多时都可以发生在我们在场的人身上。
A sense of despair.
这种绝望的境况。
A sense of having wasted our lives on someone we trusted.
好像浪费了我们的人生去信赖一个我们信的人。
That's exactly what happened to the two disciples.
正正发生在这两个门徒身上。
A second thing they said was how guilty they were.
第二点，他们讲到自己几咁罪疚。
None of the disciples stayed with Jesus.
冇一个门徒，一啲都冇门徒留喺度陪耶稣。
When Jesus was arrested, all of them abandoned the master and ran away.
当耶稣被捕的时候，所有的门徒就咁就丢低咗耶稣就逃跑了。
The gospel tells us,
福音里边话俾我哋听，
while one of them was running away,
其中一个点解逃跑呢？
The soldier caught hold of his mantle.
这个士兵甚至拉住他的外衣。
And this disciple left the mantle and ran away.
这个门徒甚至连外衣都不要就走了。
Let the mantle go.
由得个人走。
Let me save my life.
起码件外衣救了我一命。
If I stay with Jesus, Jesus is a danger now.
留在耶稣度，耶稣是一个危险人物。
And one of them betrayed him.
甚至有一个去出卖他。
The leader of the disciples denied him.
门徒之长甚至否认他。
They felt very guilty about it all.
他们为这些事都感觉很罪疚。
Often, my dear sisters and brothers, often we wonder why we do the things the way we are doing them.
有多时，各位弟兄姊妹，我哋好多时都谂下，点解我哋会咁样去做呢啲事咧
？The feeling of St. Paul
啊，呢个圣保禄中途嘅感觉。
Romans chapter 7 verses 15 onwards。
罗马人书第七章50节开始。
I don't understand what is happening to me.
我唔明白呢啲一切喺我身上发生嘅事。
I want to be good.
我愿意善。
It is good that I always want to do。
我时常都希望作善嘅事。
But I end up doing the wrong。
就系最后我就犯咗错嘅事。
If I'm doing what I do not want to do，
我正正做咗一啲我唔想做嘅事。
It's not I who do it。
唔系我去做。
But the sin that dwells in my heart，
系我心里边呢份嘅罪带领我去做。
I understand there are powers of sin in my heart。
我明白到我内心有呢一份嘅罪控制住我。
A very painful realization。
一个系非常之伤痛嘅了解。
Sinful compulsions leading us where we do not want to go。
呢啲罪恶嘅欲念带领我哋去一啲我哋根本唔想去嘅地方。
And the sad part of it, we are not able to say no to it。
最伤心嘅地方就系我哋连一啲拒绝都做唔到。
We become willing slaves of the disasters we know we are being rushed to。
我哋成为咗今日呢一个惨凄惨嘅状况，被俘虏嘅奴隶一样。
A third thing the two disciples said to Jesus。
呢两个门徒对耶稣讲嘅第三点。
They were angry。
佢哋好嬲。
They were angry with their own leaders and chief priests。
佢哋嬲嘅就系佢哋自己嘅宗教领袖、司祭长。
Jealousy that handed over Jesus to the Roman。
系佢哋嘅嫉妒，将耶稣交俾罗马人。
They heard of the terrible things the Romans did to Jesus。
佢哋都听到罗马人点样虐待耶稣。
How Jesus was flogged。
耶稣怎样被带走
and condemned，
被定罪
the most cruel way，
最残暴的方法
the most unjust way，
最不公义的方法
and crucified，
被钉死
as a dreaded criminal，
好像一个强暴的罪犯
and how Jesus struggled suffocatingOn the cross as he died，
当耶稣死的时候在十字架上怎样挣扎怎样窒息。
They were very angry，
他们很生
气。 You know my dear sisters and brothers，
各位弟兄姊妹你们知道，
Our day to day life makes us very angry，
我们日常的生活都令到我们很生气。
Even this morning after we woke upJust a few hours are over, we could have been angry to someone somewhere。
吓，即使我哋今朝擘大眼起身出门口嘅时候，我哋一定已经心里边嬲紧某个地方某个人。
Because people do not behave the way we expect them to behave。
因为啲人并冇依我所期望嘅去行。
And we can't understand how could he say this, how could she do this to me？
我哋亦都唔明白佢点能够对我讲呢啲咁。
And we are angry。
咁所以我哋就嬲啦。
And fourth thing that happened to them, they were very frightened。
第四点发生喺佢哋身上就系佢哋好惊。
Frightened of Pilate and the Roman government。
好怕比拉多，亦都好怕罗马政府。
Roman governor Pilate had sent out spies。
吓，罗马总督啊派出咗呢啲嘅
To make sure that there is no riot in the city after the unjust condemnation of Jesus，
系确保咧喺呢一个不公允对待耶稣之后，冇产生任何嘅暴动事件。
And Pilate was a very cruel ruler，
而比拉多确实系一个暴君。
They were frightened，
所以佢哋好惊。
You know, my dear sisters and brothers，
所以我亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹。
In the midst of all these negative emotions，
在这些这么负面的情绪之下，
their eyes were closed，
他们的眼睛都被蒙蔽了。
They were speaking to Jesus，
但是他们跟耶稣说话。
And yet they did not know it was Jesus that was walking with him，
但是他们居然不知道跟他们同行的那位就是耶稣。
What often happens to us?
呢啲都通常發生喺我哋身上。
Jesus is always close to us.
耶穌時時都咁親近我。
Even when we look at the Holy Eucharist,
即使間我望住聖體。
Even then, we are not able to recognize His presence.
我哋仍然都唔能夠認出佢嘅臨在。
Jesus is telling us,
耶穌話俾我哋聽，
It is I.
係我。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
I will comfort you.
我会安慰你们。
I am the Lord your God.
我是你的主，你的天主。
This happened to the apostles even before.
以前都已经发生在门徒身上。
They could not recognize Jesus.
他们不能够认出耶稣。
They were rowing the boat at night.
他们夜晚黑在那里爬。
And suddenly there was a storm in the sea.
突然之间在海面上有风浪。
And waves began to rise.
海浪不停地翻滚。
And beat upon the boat.
而击打这艘船。
And the boat was about to sink.
这艘船差不多快要沉的时候。
They could not control the boat.
他们控制不了这艘船。
They were expert fishermen.
他们是有经验的渔夫。
And yet they could not control.The boat,
但是他们仍然都不能够控制这船
they gave up.
他们就放弃了
they gave up on their life.
他们甚至连命都不要了
and that's when Jesus was coming,
就是这样耶稣就走过来
stepping on the waves that were beating upon the boat.
他是踏着这些击打这些船的风浪走过来
they saw Jesus.
他们看到耶稣
They could not recognize him.
但是认不到他。
They thought it was a ghost.
他们想是不是鬼呢？
And this was the superstition of the fishermen in Galilee.
这就是加利略湖渔夫他们迷信的。
In the Sea of Galilee, often there would be storms.
在加利略湖经常都会出现风浪。
And When there is a storm, the waves beat upon the boat. A lot of boats have sunk in the Sea of Galilee.
当海浪击打这些渔船的时候，很多船只最后都是沉没的。
A lot of fishermen had lost their lives.
很多的渔夫就是这样丧命。
And the fishermen in Galilee had a superstition.
所以呢，加利略湖的渔夫呢，都有一种迷信的。
All the souls of these fishermen who were dead sinking in the sea, these souls will come up.
很多因为海浪沉没渔船而丧命的渔夫呢，他们的灵魂会走上来水面。
As ghosts in the night, when there would be a storm.
每当晚上有风浪的时候，他们就以鬼的化身出现。
They began to cry out, Oh ghost!
他们就开始呼喊，啊，鬼啊！
Jesus said, It is I.
但耶稣说，是我啊。
And he calmed the disciple.
他平静这些门徒。
Why are you frightened?
为什么你们这么害怕呢？
Don't you know it is I?
难道你不知道是我吗？
And then he calmed the sea.
然后他就平静这个风浪。
And that's when the disciples got their peace back.
就是这样，这些门徒又恢复他们原来的平安。
You know, my dear sisters and brothers.
各位亲爱的姊妹弟兄。
This is our journey.
这个就是我们的人生旅程。
Tough journey often.
很多时都是艰辛的旅程。
Too many things going wrong with our lives.
我们人生里面太多东西错误了。
Our bodily ailments.
我们令到我们困扰的疾病。
Our mental distress.
我们精神上的失意。
The strain in our family relationships.
我们在家庭里面破碎的关系。
The anxiety about our financial problems.
对我们经济状况，我们的焦虑。
Our minds are so preoccupied.
我们的思想都被占据了。
Our minds are so burdened. burdened,
我们的思想都有这么多的担子。
We are not able to see Jesus coming close to us.
我们居然看不到耶稣走紧来我们身边。
Jesus journeying with us.
耶稣与我们同行这个旅程。
Remember, Jesus has promised us.
你记得耶稣应承过我们。
I will be with you always.
我会与你们同在。
I will never leave you alone.
绝不让你成为孤儿。
In spite of that promise,
除了这个许诺，
we are not able to recognize the presence of Jesus.
我们都仍然不能够认出耶稣的临在。
And when did the two disciples really recognize the presence of Jesus?
而这两个门徒最后是何时真正认出耶稣呢？
In the Holy Eucharist,
在这个的圣体圣事当中，
Jesus led them,
耶稣带领他们，
to a Holy Eucharistic experience,
去经验这个圣体圣事。
We are told,
我们说，
Jesus took the bread,
圣经里面说耶稣拿起这个饼，
blessed the bread,
祝谢，
broke the bread,
擘开，
gave the bread,
给他们。
There are four words used,
在这个圣体里面有四个字，
took the bread,
拎起个饼，
blessed the bread,
祝谢，
broke the bread,
擘开，
gave the bread,
递给他们。
In all the Gospels, whenever the Holy Eucharist is spoken about, these four words are used.
在圣经里面，每当讲起圣体圣事，就会提及这四个字。
What Jesus did was to lead them to a holy Eucharistic celebration.
耶稣所做的就是带领他们进入庆祝这个圣体圣事。
To a holy Eucharistic experience.
是让他们经验圣体圣事。
And then what happened?
然后发生什么事呢？
And then everything was changed.
一切的事都被驱赶了。
No sadness anymore.
不再有忧伤。
No despair anymore.
不再绝望。
No anger anymore.
不再愤怒。
No fright anymore.
不再惊了。
They were rejoicing, we are told.
他们甚至乎欢呼添啊。
And they went back to Jerusalem.
就是这样翻回去耶路撒冷。
They had given up on Jesus.
他们放弃。他们放低了耶稣。
They had given up on Jerusalem.
他们放弃了耶路撒冷。
Now they were going back to Jerusalem.
现在他们又重返耶路撒冷。
To tell the disciples.
然后去回门徒当中。
We have seen the Lord.
我们遇见了主。
The only way to see the Lord, to taste the Lord, to hear the Lord, to experience the Lord's presence.Is the Holy Eucharist.
唯一让我们能够经验到上主，品尝到上主，能够与他相遇的，就是圣体圣事。
Our lives are often going through such troubles in life.
我们的人生经常回起的都是这些烦扰的事情。
Our minds are distressed all the time.
我们的思想经常都是被分心。
Though Jesus is with us, journeying with us all the time,
即使耶稣是同我们一起，日日同我们一起，
we are not able to see Jesus.
我们居然都看不到耶稣。
That is precisely why Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist.
这个正正就是解释了耶稣为什么要建立圣体圣事。
When we look at the Holy Eucharist,
当我们望着圣体，
Jesus present to us in a very visible form.
耶稣是以一个有形可见的形态给我们望到。
Telling every one of us,
告诉我们每一个人知，
This is my body,
这个是我身体，
Take it and eat it,
你们拿去大家吃。
Then we cannot doubt anymore.
咁我哋就唔再质疑啦。
In a very visible way.
系有形可见噶。
In a very tangible way.
系明眼睇到噶。
The Lord is present to us.
主就系咁样临在我哋当中。
And that's why we must be rushing to where the Holy Eucharist is present.
所以我哋好应该时常冲去呢一个耶稣圣体临在嘅地方。
That's why we must be making it a point never to miss the Holy Mass any day.
所以我哋应该唔好错过任何一日嘅感恩圣祭。
The Holy Mass is too precious, too precious. to miss any day.
感恩聖祭是這麼寶貴，寶貴到我們不能夠錯失的。
Because it is here that the transformation takes place.
就是在這個彌撒裡面，這個的轉化就開始了。
Transformation from despair to a new hope.
从绝望中转化成为新的希望。
Transformation from sadness to rejoicing.
从忧伤转化成欢欣。
Anyone who wants to make life rejoicing?
谁想自己的生命转化成为欢欣的呢？
The Holy Eucharist is the only way.
圣体圣事就是唯一的方法。
There is no other way.
没有其他方法的了。
The world is full of darkness, full of despair today.
今天的世界充满黑暗绝望。
People don't believe in God anymore.
人都不再信天主的了。
Even those who believe in God do not expect God to intervene in the moments of our troubles and our struggles.
即使那些信天主的人也都不相信天主在我们失意困扰的时候
But here is a God visibly present to us.
这个就是实在给我们看到的天主。
Leading us to a new rejoicing and a new hope.
带我们走向一个新的希望，新的欢欣。
As it happened to the disciples.Who walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus?
正正就係呢兩個門徒從耶路撒冷走向厄馬烏。
In the Bible, to walk away from Jerusalem really means to walk away from salvation.
喺聖經裏邊，如果我哋話離開耶路撒冷，即係等同我哋話離開救恩。
To walk away from salvation is to walk to rush into despair, fright.Anger and guilt.
离开这个救恩，也就是等于说，我们走进这个忧伤、黑暗、绝望中。
To walk back to Jerusalem means to walk to salvation.
走向耶路撒冷，意思就是走向救恩。
To walk to rejoicing.
走向欢欣的日子。
If you want to make your journey of life a walk.To rejoicing, the only way is the Holy Eucharist.
如果你想你的人生是走向欢欣的日子，唯一你就要走向圣体圣事。
Let's all stand up.
请大家起立。
Let us look at Jesus.
让我们望着耶稣。
Jesus in the Holy Eucharist.
在圣体里面的耶稣。
Offer to him.Everything that makes you sad at this moment.
这一刻让你忧伤的事情，通通交给耶稣。
Offer to him all the painful experiences of your life.
将你人生里面最伤痛的一切交给他。
Offer to him everyone you are angry with.
将你生气的所有人交给他。
Offer to him every sin that makes you feel guilty.
将所有令到你感觉罪疚的罪恶交给他。
Offer to him all the fear and anxiety about your future.
将你对将来所有的恐惧、焦虑都交给他。
Offer to him your life journey that is tough.Your journey of your marriage, your journey of your profession becomes so tough, so overwhelming, and you feel like giving it all up.
将你的人生旅程艰辛的地方，你的事业艰辛的地方，一切令你感觉到想放弃的，都交给他。
You feel like giving up on your marriage.
你可能谂紧放弃呢段婚姻啦。
You feel like giving up on your children。
你可能谂紧放弃我嘅仔女。
You feel like even giving up on God。
甚至你谂紧放弃天主。
Here is Jesus。
呢个就系耶稣。
Remember the apostles, the two disciples said to Jesus。
记翻起呢两个门徒同耶稣话。
Him。They did not see.
他们看不到他。
Jesus they did not see.
他們認不到耶穌。
This is the pain of life.
這就是人生的傷痛點。
This is the emptiness of our living.
這是我們人生的空虛點。
In the midst of our struggles, we are not able to see Jesus.
在我們所有的困擾當中，我們居然看不到耶穌。
Not that Jesus is not there.
並不是說耶穌不臨在。
He's there.
他就在這裡。
But we are not able to see him.
只是我們看不到他。
Jesus, that's why you have given us the Holy Eucharist.
所以耶穌你就將聖體聖事賜給我們。
I can see you here.
我看到你們。
In the sacred host,
在这个圣体当中,
you are telling me,
你告诉我,
this is my body,
这个是我身体,
broken for you,
为你们而擘开,
I loved you so much,
我爱你们到底,
I offered my body to be broken,
我愿意将我身体擘开给你们,
that your brokenness may be healed,
让你破碎的地方得到治愈,
the brokenness of all your despair,
你一切绝望的地方破碎的地方,
may be healed,
能够得获得治愈,
the brokenness of all the emptiness of life,
人生所有空虚的地方,
may be healed,
能获得治愈,
the brokenness of all the guilt and sin, may be healed,
所有的罪恶罪疚能够这个破碎点得到治愈,
the brokenness of your family relationships, may be healed,
你家庭中破碎的关系获得治愈。
Jesus, thank you.
耶稣感谢。
You are there for me.
你时时喺嗰度等我。
You are never far away from me.
你永远都唔会离我好远。
Thank you for the Holy Eucharist.
感谢你嘅圣体圣事。
There's no gift greater than this.
冇任何嘅恩赐比圣体更伟大。
Let my life journey always pass through your presence.In the Holy Eucharist, O Lord.
主啊，求你让我的人生旅程时时就陪伴这个圣体圣事一起。
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
起初如何，
今日亦然，直到永远。阿们。